because once these kids, you know, we're just a stepping stone from the high school, from the junior program to the high school program, from the high school into the collegiate level for those kids that want to go fish in a college level. Fork in the road in their lives early on, and because of the fishing program, they got in there, you know, and they had a coach or they had a boat captain or somebody, you know, kind of took them under their wing and led them down the right direction and changed these kids' lives.
I got a good podcast tonight. Joey Bray, the Bass Federation, the youth director for the Bass Federation, is going to come on and he's going to talk to us real quick about their upcoming tournament on Toledo Bend this Saturday, January the 27th. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a big one. Joey's going to come on and he's going to give us some information about that tournament and kind of about high school angling and fishing in general. Man, I'm telling you, I got into it a few weeks ago, got out there and watched one of them on Lake Darbonne in Farmerville, and I was really impressed with those young people. Well-run program. I want more information. I know you do too. Let's get started with some sponsors real quick. First up, Marion State Bank. If you're going to bank local, bank with Marion State Bank. Sterlington, Drew, Marion, Farmerville, and soon to come, West Monroe, Louisiana. I'm telling you, great group of people. Get out there, bank with them. Go to the Farmerville branch, do a little bank, and talk a lot of deer hunting with Jay Snell and his crew out there. I promise you won't be disappointed. Second sponsor, Discover Monroe, West Monroe, an outstanding website where you can find local events here in North Louisiana. They've got, well, you know, anybody watching outside the state, January is Mardi Gras season, baby. And so we got two Mardi Gras crews up here in Monroe. One's going to roll this Saturday, January the 27th. The next one's going to roll the next Saturday, February 3rd. An outstanding, outstanding event. Both of them. If you can't catch one, catch the other. And I promise you won't be disappointed. Third sponsor, the town of Farmerville. Lake Darbonne is nationally known now, and it's largely in part to Lake Darbonne's location right there on the town of Farmerville. Town of Farmerville brings in all these big tournaments, almost all the fishing tournaments that take place on Lake Darbonne. The town of Farmerville contributes to that. So thank you, town of Farmerville. Union Parish Tourism Commission is my final sponsor for the podcast. Without, you know, Farmerville is just a small part of Union Parish. The Tourism Commission takes care and pumps so much that goes into the parish. Parades, festivals, all that stuff. The Tourism Commission helps out with that. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this possible. Now, I'm interested in high school fishing. You interested in high school fishing? Well, let's cast a line and see if we can't catch up with Joey Bray. Let me get my hat straight, Joey Bray. How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you? I get mine straight, too. How about that?
That sounds good, cuz. That sounds good, man. I love what you do. I love what you do. And I was talking with John Carter last night, and I said, hey, man, is there somebody out there I can talk to about this event that's happening on Toledo Bend? He said, I got the man for you. And he gave me your info, and I am so glad that we're getting this done.
Hey, the folks there at Farmville, man, we held our high school state championship there last year, and they were wonderful. The community was wonderful, turned out. It was an awesome event, and I love coming to Louisiana. My wife is from Louisiana, and so I enjoy coming down there and getting to see all the folks, and a lot of good kids down there in that area, man. That's going to be some promising anglers in the future, I promise you.
Well, what part of Louisiana is she from?
Oh, man, she's from Monroe over there.
Oh, my gosh. She's right down the street, man. I'm living in Sterlington.
Yeah, she does across the river. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, they got to pick the ticks off me when I go across over in Monroe. You know, we're here in the country. So give me some background on you, man. Where are you from?
So I'm a native Oklahoman, southeast Oklahoma. Born and raised here. Lived here my whole life. I heard about the high school program back in 2012. They said, man, they give scholarships to high school kids. And my son and I was sitting there watching a hunting channel. It was raining. We was going to go bow hunting. It was raining. And we decided that we would just sit there at the house and stay dry and warm. And a high school fishing world finals come on. And we watched that program. It was on Lake Dardanelle in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And my son says, Dad, I want to bass fish. I can win a scholarship. And then it's been downhill ever since for me, man. I got roped in hook, line, and sinker, and we got involved. And one thing led to another. Some great opportunities with my son and his high school fishing career led me to meet Mr. Robert Cartledge, who is the founder and the CEO of the SAF, the Student Angler Federation. And one thing led to another, and I just ended up coming to work for him. The program, man, it's a great, great opportunity for these kids. It gets them out of the house. It gets them out there in a real world situation. There's math and science and computer arts and they got to learn to do what we're doing right now. They got to telemarket. They got to communicate.
Absolutely.
They got to sell themselves, you know, so there's so many good things that come out of this. It gets them off the video games and gets them out there, where they have to think and use their hands and the program, man, you know, it there's no prejudice in sport fishing. You know, we've got handicapped folks that fish with us. We've got kids that have speech impediments that fish with us, you know. It doesn't matter what background you come from. If you can outsmart a fish with a fishing pole, you can win the tournament, you know. And the program is derivative for these kids that aren't sticking ball players.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody's going to be the star quarterback or the star pitcher for the baseball team. But anybody with a heart's desire, they can go win a championship and bring it home in the sport of fishing.
I'm telling you, man.
Lady anglers, man. I mean, hey, state of Louisiana, 2 years ago, Caddo Lake. We had two young ladies there. First time ever we had an all-female team win a high school state championship.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. And they were out of the Shreveport area. Man, they hammered them guys. I got a phone call at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was similar weather what we're having right now up here in Oklahoma, ice and snow, and it was cold. And them girls called me at 10 o'clock that morning and said, "Hey, can we come weigh our fish? We're done." And I said, "Well, y'all need to keep fishing. Try to get you a good limit." And I hear the boat captain in the background. You know, he says. You know, he said, "I don't think they can do any better." I said, "How many pounds you guys got?" And he said, "Maybe 30. And I said, "No, you ain't coming to weigh in. Go get somewhere, stay warm, and we'll see y'all at 3.
Yeah.
And so what was so unique about that tournament was a high school team come in about midway through the weigh-in, and they had 28 pounds. And I thought, that's the team that called me. You know, hey, what a great day. And then I looked up there a few minutes later, and I seen these. I was down just a couple of teams left, and these young ladies started bringing their bag up. Man, I could see fish hanging out everywhere. And I don't have the exact weight with in front of me, but it was over 30 pounds.
Golly.
At high school state championship. And Baco and Virgilito was the two young ladies' names that done that. And that was a feat in itself right there. You know, first time ever an all-female team won a state championship. And then I had it happen again this past year in the 2023 season out in the state of Oregon. Had two young ladies out there win a high school state championship as well. And so, man, I mean, this sport of fishing, it's no whole, you know, it's not going to tie anybody down, and it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female or you got, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as you got a desire to fish, you know, and get out there, you know, it's a great opportunity for these kids.
Absolutely. Let me ask you something real quick about the kids.
Yeah.
You say you've been doing what, 2012, you say?
Well, my son started fishing. I actually haven't been the national youth director. I started that in 2018.
Okay.
Summer of 2018, and been national youth director ever since, and it's been pretty fun, man. It's been a pretty fun ride.
So, are the kids any different nowadays than what they was when you first got in there?
But Well, no, I mean, so with our anglers, I'll just tell you this, you know, every one of us has been to a basketball game or a football game. We hear kids talking, you know, and they're not always, you know, maybe setting the best example, you know. Every time I go to a state and run one of these events, the local population there, we'll run on to them either while we're eating or having a meal or at the motel or and they always comment on our high school anglers. And they tell us how polite they are and how respectful they are. Man, that speaks volume for the whole program in itself. These kids, you know, we live in a troubled time.
Yeah, we
know?
Do.
And with our program that we've got here, you know, we're putting adults as mentors, as boat captain in each boat, with these kids, and they're teaching these kids, you know, and they're showing them right from wrong and mentoring to them. And, you know, it's like riding rough water. You didn't have anybody teach you how to drive across a rough lake. I didn't have anybody teach me. I just got out there and I stuck the nose in some waves a few times, you know, till I figured.
Yeah. Easing around outside this afternoon, getting ready for the weather we got coming in North Louisiana tonight and tomorrow. I want to tell you real quick about a sponsor, Huck Outdoors. Go check them out on all the social media platforms. I mean, Chris Huckabee's got it covered from stem to stern on social media. Go look at them at huckoutdoors.net. Got some good shirts, got some cool looking hats. Let me tell you something, baby. If you ain't rocking that Lost Hat Company, you ain't know what's up, man. Huck's got them loaded up. Go get you a Lost Hat with the H on the front, Huck Outdoors.
So that's what we do as boat captains. You know, that's our job. We're supposed to teach our kids. And with these kids, the way that they are, with the program.
Uh oh. Technical difficulties. There he is.
Yeah. My earbuds is a little too short.
That's all.
Anyway, so with this program, you know, the boat captains out there in the boat with these kids, you know, teaching them and hopefully giving them a rein and letting the kids start making some of those decisions, you know, as they progress in their junior career and high school career. Because once these kids, you know, we're just a stepping stone. From the high school, from the junior program to the high school program, from the high school into the collegiate level for those kids that want to go fish in the college level, you know. And right there in Louisiana, man, LSU, those guys down there, man, they got a well of a fishing team down there. And,
yeah.
And you know, and we've got those kids that fished right here in our high school program that fished in a lot of those colleges around there, you know, now. And we're them coaches though, when these high school anglers go to college, the high school kids, the coaches want to know what they want to know. You know, they want to know that they can get from point A to point B driving a truck, and they can get their boat in the water and remember to put their plug in and know how to get their equipment turned on and go find some fish and catch them, you know. And
right.
And, you know, and as parents, that's, you know, being boat captains and mentors of these kids, that's our job to teach them. With the technology of what you and I are doing right now with YouTube, you know, there's a million YouTube videos out there teaching technique, and with all of our professional anglers and stuff. And, you know, these kids, their level of abilities has surpassed me, you know, and I fished for over 40 years.
Yeah. But, yeah. You know, I think kids are just sponges, man. You know, they can soak up so much. And like you and I, you know, the old saying, you can't teach a new dog or old dog new tricks. And to an extent, I believe you and I can learn stuff. But we're not going to learn it as quick as they can. And, man, these young folks can pick up on some stuff quickly, man. It's impressive how fast they can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm telling you, I can already tell, man, you love what you do and you love these kids, don't you?
I do. Man, if you could read the emails that I get, phone calls, text messages from families, kids are graduating high school, you know, they may have had a fork in the road in their lives early on. And because of the fishing program, they got in there, you know, and
they had a coach or they had a boat captain or somebody, you know, kind of took them under their wing and led them down the right direction and changed these kids' lives, you know. And a story that always sticks out in my mind was a young man from Florida, single parent, mother, raised a young man. He started getting into drugs, and one thing led to another. The boy was getting in trouble. He was cutting school. But somehow or another, the coach down there, the fishing coach, found out that he was a pretty good angler. And so brought him over and said, "Hey, I'm going to take you fishing. I want to see what you can do. And if you can fish, I want to get you on my fishing team." So they take him out, and the kid is, he's just a natural. And one thing lead to another, and the boy becomes a great asset to that high school fishing team. And, you know, and then he graduates high school, and then he goes to trade school. He goes to tech school, and he learns to be a boat mechanic, you know, and in the industry. And I credit all that to this program, you know. Absolutely. And it's just, there's countless stories like that all across the United States, you know. And sometimes we take kids that are less fortunate, may not have the best home upraising or whatever the case may be, but if you can get them in the boat with you know, somebody and help mentor them kids, you know, then you've done a justice to the kid and you know, everybody around you, you know, when you're helping these young people get involved in this sport.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you, man, it's got to be so fulfilling when you see a kid that comes in, starts fishing the junior high ranks, and then you watch them all the way up and you watch them grow and mature. And then when they come in there at their senior's year and they come out and they have a good year, I know that makes you very, very pleased.
Oh yeah. And I'll tell you this, you know, cause I didn't come in this cause I'm a great tournament director, or I know a whole, you know, my knowledge level is just through the roof in the sport of tournament fishing. You know, that wasn't it. I come into this program as a dad and a boat captain, you know, for my own son. And it was a learning curve for me. You know, I tournament fished, you know, adult team stuff, you know, and jackpotted the local jackpots and all that. But man, it was a learning curve for me too, to be a captain for these kids, you know. All of a sudden we're on bodies of water that I'd never been on. I was uncomfortable, you know, and if my kid didn't do well, then I felt like I let him down, you know. Mm-hmm, I completely quit fishing for myself, devoted everything that I'd done in the boat for my son and his partner, and worked with them, you know. And we all struggled. We was on a struggle bus, man, the first couple of years of doing that, going to these different lakes and stuff. And my son's junior year and senior year, you know, I was just there for a ride. You know, yeah. They had grown so much themselves with technique and ability to read the water and learn what to do. And I'd ask them where we're going, and that's what we done, you know. And it was great to see them mature in the sport, you know, and get a lot better as quickly as they did, you know. And with our TBF junior program, you know, we've got kids now that are starting fishing competitively in fifth, sixth grade, you know, fourth, okay, fifth grade. Yeah. Our junior program with it. So with the TBF, we have the TBF junior program. TBF is owned by the states. It's member owned. Each state has a 1% share. They have a voice. They vote on the anything that's business related to the Bass Federation annually. There's annual president and leadership conference every year, and those presidents and youth directors and conservation directors and stuff comes to that every year. Well, they have a youth program in every state. They own their youth program. State of Louisiana, man, has got a great youth program nowadays. You know, I'm expecting this coming weekend, we're going to be down at Toledo, I'm expecting to have 50 or 60 junior teams. That's two students per team come fish that tournament.
Juniors.
The little kid. Juniors.
The little ones.
Yeah, the little
ones.
Yeah. And so having said all that and kind of talking about how the junior program come about, you know, with that opportunity for these younger kids to fish at that age, time they get in high school, man, they've done had that learning curve.
Oh yeah,
them other teams better look out, because these kids are going to be, you know, it's crazy what these kids can do already, you know, and the longer that they can get in the program and be a part of it, it's just, man, it's just their ability to whether it's casting or flipping or pitching or skipping under docks, man. Some of these younger kids blow my mind what they can do and their capabilities, you know. And a lot of them will go on, and you'll see them go all the way to the top in the professional realm one of these days.
I can believe it. And I tell you what, man. What, you know, we had a tournament on Darbonne 2 weekends ago. I'm gonna tell you, Joe, it was cold. Cause I'm talking about when I got out of the pickup to go over there, and just all I was gonna do was kind of watch and take pictures for the website I write for, and saw John Carter, and he asked me, he said, "Hey man, our MC didn't show up. You think you could help us out?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I can talk." And, man, I'm sitting here and I'm used to MCing and talking to these grown-ups on these bass tournaments, right?
Sure.
Of course, you know how men are. Sometimes you'll get a guy like me and you that could talk to a stop sign, and then you get some of them that's just sold up mad at the world. Man, I get these kids, here come some, and I mean, they talk. Now, they may not say a whole big old bunch, but they ain't scared of the microphone. And I tell you something else, because it was so cold, and them kids was out there fishing in that. And I look over, and you was just talking about the juniors. Well, here comes little Henry Edwards. I've been knowing Henry Edwards. I knew Henry Edwards 20 years before he was ever born. I've been knowing his daddy since we was kids. Biggest smile on his face. His face was so, his little cheeks were so red from being out there and cold. Had to, caught one fish. Had the best time. And sure. that's what impresses me, man. These kids go out there and all these elements, and they're not fishing for 2 or 3 hours. They fishing, what is it, about 6, 7, 8 hours?
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, how? I can't do that. I can't. That's just not, I ain't built like that. Them young folks can already do that. Man, they got it mentally. They mentally tough. And that's impressive.
Well, they do. We teach them too, man. You know, I kid them kids, you know, but that's part of it. You know, everybody wants to be a Kevin Van Dam or an Edwin Evers, you know, but to become Edwin Evers or Kevin Van Dam, you've got to learn to communicate with this thing right here. You've got to sell mm-hmm. yourself. For if you ain't sold on yourself and selling it to everybody else, nobody else is going to believe in you, you know. And so I really, really get after those kids, interviewing them, you know. Asking them about their day and what they caught their fish on, and you know, most importantly, who you going to thank? Who, you know, they right. got the best sponsorship ever right now. Mom and mm-hmm. Dad is the absolute best sponsor, because they're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that baby boy, baby girl has got everything they need to do well in this sport, you know. And it's a great opportunity for them, you know. That's one thing I can say about our high school fishing world finals. You know, like this tournament we're going to fish this coming weekend down there. We're going to have the Louisiana High School State Championship for the high school kids. And we're going to advance one team for every 10 teams that fish that tournament. And they'll win a berth to the High School Fishing World Finals and National Championship. And over there at our World Finals, that's an annual event that we put on every year. And so we don't charge any entry fees to these kids at these state level events. We don't charge any entry fees for the kids that make it to the World Finals. But what we do is we work with a number of colleges and universities all across the United States. And man, we'll have like $3 million plus of scholarship opportunities for these kids and these families. And I mean, $3 million, you know, that's a lot of opportunity. Now, we don't ever sign all that. We never give that much scholarships away. You know, the schools don't ever do it. A year before last, I got a really, really, really close proximity on how much of that was actually used. And we signed about $1.8 million worth of college scholarships was actually used by our families to fish with us. That's a lot, man. That helped a lot of families, you know, And if we ain't even helping but half that much, you know, it's still, you know, what it's doing for them families. A lot of kids go fish collegiately with winning one of these scholarships. otherwise they may not ever go to college, you know. Yep. And it's just a great opportunity, man. And you keeping the kids busy in the sport of fishing, they don't have time to get in trouble elsewhere, you know.
That's right.
So
we have I was telling you about that trail that we have here in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. It's a good trail. The grant, every payout is $5,000 to the first place mm-hmm. team. The first event I ever did with them, you know who won it? I take that back. They didn't win that one. They came in second. A high school team. I'm talking about these grown folks they fishing against. And these kids come out, and that's what opened my eyes to this high school fishing. I'm like, because I saw them, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, they just don't, they don't, no, they would come out and they were some sticks, man. They did an outstanding job. And you know what else they did? You'd be proud. They talked. They can talk. You interview them. Sure. There's one, he's still in high school. He's from West. I call him the wild man from West. He got all his hair hanging out. Landon Chatham.
I know Landon Chatham.
I told him, I said, son, you can go as far as you want to on that fishing rod, but you got to learn to work this if you're going to go any farther. Because the kids got it.
We've started the Louisiana High School Athletic Association. We've started a program down there. We tried to kick it off in 2020, the year COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And so in 2021, I held that event on Caney, planning on having the LHSAA state qualifier, the first qualifier this year on Caney again in February. Having said that, Landon caught a 10-pound, I want to say it's 10-pound, 3-ounce bass, big mm-hmm. bass in the tournament. Mm-hmm. They had 31-pound sack and a 10-pound, 6-ounce big bass. And man, I tried to get him to interview. We had the local radio station come out, and he was just, man, he was looking at his feet, and he was swaying back and forth and kicking rocks. And hey, he's a lot better now, though. He's learning. Yeah. He's a good kid, man.
I talked to him the other day. I said, well, how'd it go? He said, man, I ain't got nothing to say today. We didn't do too good. And they didn't. They had a rough day out there on Darbone. But, you know, he, like you said, he's coming around. And that's the key. You know, that's the key.
Well,
the
more
you
get them used to it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The more they get used to it, the easier it gets, you know.
So, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, that's a great family right there. You know, he's got a sister that fishes. And yep, now the Haley. Youngest sister's fishing, mm-hmm. you know, to me, that's just, that's the neatest thing ever, you know.
It is.
The whole family, you know, and the dad, you know, I guarantee you, he can't be any prouder, you know, because all of his kids, you know, and they do pretty well, you know. They come to our high school world finals last year, Haley and her partner, you know, and they did pretty good, you know. It's a great opportunity. I'll just say that for all these families, you know, made some really good friends over the years, you know, with my position man, to me, that's worth more than any bonus or any dollar bill you can ever make, you know.
You know, you said something earlier about the biggest fan base they ever going to have is with mom and daddy, and you're right. And let me tell you, I was sitting here at that event. Now, again, keep in mind, this is probably the first one. I think the first one I'd been to is the one y'all did on Darbone last year. Mm-hmm, so this is the second one. Because, like I said before, it's cold. I'm focused on the young people, right? I'm interviewing them. I ain't even looked at the crowd. And, man, when I turned around, I almost had a heart attack. How many people were standing there? You don't hardly get that with these other tournaments that come to town.
Sure.
But mama, daddy, grandma, cousin, kin folks, everybody was there to see what was going on. And I was proud to see it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you about the event at Toledo Bend. What can we expect to see coming up at Toledo Bend this weekend?
Well, you know, so from what I understand, we got lucky this year. We're coming in. The MLF is coming in on the 30th right after us. And so these high school kids, they gonna get the chance to go in there and sore lip all the fish before the pros get there. So
that's right.
And believe me, they will. You hear me? They're gonna catch them. From what I've been hearing, you know, just fishing reports that I've heard that the fish, you know, even with this cold snap that we had, you know, they're catching a lot of fish still yet down there. And I expect to see some good fish caught this coming weekend down there at Toledo. I normally don't advertise how many registered teams we got, but we got a little over 100 high school teams already signed up for that event, and they're signing up daily. That number will grow. I expect to be somewhere around 140-150 mark by the end of the week. And then, like I said, we've already got 40 or 50 junior teams already registered for that, you know. And so it's going to be a great weekend for these kids. On Friday night, we have our registration meeting there at Toledo Bend, there in Manny, Louisiana, and with Nick LeBrun. He is up and coming star with the MLF nowadays, and local legend right there. Got his start with the BFL right there at Shreveport, and he actually put this Meet the Pros event on for us. You know, he kind of organized it and got it going, and so a huge shout out to him. I look forward to it. We're gonna have our check-in like we always do. We'll have our safety briefing, get that out of the way, cover all of our safety aspects for the tournament, you know, because safety with these kids is first and foremost, you know, with any event. And then we're gonna have a meet and greet with the pros, and they're gonna speak to the kids, and it's gonna be a good time over Friday night. And Saturday morning will be all business. We'll launch those kids shortly after a safe light there, and start our way in at 3 p.m. And I look to really see some good bags of fish come in and weighed in on Saturday. Once that weigh-in's over, we'll crown our victors. And then later that afternoon, we'll have our junior safety meeting, get those kids and teams checked in, and then our juniors will fish on Sunday. And so it's a full-fledged weekend there at Manny this weekend at Cypress Bend.
Well, I'm excited for it. I'm gonna be watching it. You're gonna be on Facebook Live, is that right? You're gonna do the tournament, the weigh-in on Facebook Live.
Provided we got good internet, we're gonna try to Facebook Live it. Absolutely.
I'm going to be watching because I love to see these kids. I love to see what they can bring across the scales. And, man, I am so proud of what you do. I love it, man. I love getting kids involved. And from somebody, from one person to another that loves this kind of stuff, thank you for what you do. I really want to tell you that.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. So another shout-out real quick with our LHSAA tournaments, you know, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association. They started the sport of fishing there. I'm on February the 24th. The first regional qualifier will be at Caney Lake. We're going to go out of the Jimmy Davis State Park over there. All you got to do is be an active SAF member. And then your school has to be part of the member school of the Athletic Association. There's no entry fee for that. And that'll be a qualifying tournament. That we'll have a second qualifying tournament on March the 10th, and it'll go out of San Miguel there at Toledo Bend. The MLF staff's going to come out and run that event, and then we'll turn around on the 21st and 22nd there at San Miguel again. We'll go back to Toledo Bend, and we'll have the LHSA state finals. And what this is two high school students from the same school. The high school anglers have to be from the same school to be on a team and be eligible to compete in this. But it gives these high school fishing anglers a means to bring home a state championship trophy to their school, no different than the football team or the baseball team. And so that's a great opportunity there too for these kids. Not only that, but our top four teams from that tournament. I've coordinated with the board, with the Louisiana High School Activities Association or Athletic Association, and they've agreed, you know, they're going to let us advance some kids from that tournament to our High School Fishing World Finals and compete in the national championship with that also.
Okay. All right. That sounds good, man. That's awesome stuff, brother. Awesome stuff. So look, let's get in that old man brain of yours real quick, okay?
Okay.
Let's go through the filing cabinet. I want to go way back before we leave. I want your favorite memory that you've got, one that that just sticks out that you're like, yeah, that you've got during all this directing. Give it to me.
I'm gonna say it was with the girls winning the state championship right there in Louisiana over at Kettle yeah. Lake. What was so neat about it was, parents that wasn't even the, you know, didn't even know these kids, but when we weighed that bag of fish, they went crazy, man. Yeah. You know, two young ladies is not supposed to bring in a 33 pound bag of fish and beat. We done weighed a 28 pound sack over there that day. It was cold. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about it was cold, as cold as it was over there for you last weekend. You know, it was that cold, and we got a 28 pound sack. We done weighed, and those young ladies coming there with over 30 pounds and just blowed their socks off. You know, and then they was TikTok videos and they was magazine articles, and man, I mean them girls got fame overnight. You hear me?
And that's
good. Yeah. It's good times, man.
That's good.
It's stuff like that right there. You know, it makes it worth it.
Absolutely right, my brother. Absolutely. All right, cuz. Well, look, man, I want to thank you for coming on tonight, and I want to thank you for working with me through the technical difficulties we had going into it. But hey, you know, that's part of memories. That's what makes it so much fun. And I'm getting into this. I'm learning some stuff, and I appreciate you being patient, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Look forward to coming to Louisiana next weekend.
Hey, that's right, man. And I'm not going to be able to make it, but when you get up this way, I want you to call me, and we're going to go grab some dinner somewhere, because I want to pick your brain a little bit more.
Sounds good, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, dude. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.